Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. It's your girl, Self-Made V, and we are back with another WCW podcast. It is Wednesday. Y'all know we are in the building every Wednesday, same time, same place. But we always have a different guest. So I am so excited about our lineup tonight. You guys are in for a treat. Treat. It goes down on WCW Podcast. And tonight, guys, coming to the podcast, you know, we always bring you guys some dopeness. So that's what we're bringing. We have Miss Miranda Wright coming through tonight. Shout out to Miss Miranda Wright. We have, she's doing her thing, holding it down. We're going to get to know her better on this podcast tonight. We also have Ryan Wild. And my goodness, guys, if you don't know who she is, you make sure you add her to your friends list, because she is all about dope music, okay? Definitely make sure you check her out tonight. And then we also have coming to the podcast, Miss Jane Doe. Guys, Jane Doe. And all of these women, y'all know what we bring. Bosses. Nothing more, nothing less. And, of course, how I do it every Wednesday is I first want to shout out all my listeners. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. Yes, welcome. All right. So this is how we do it over here at WCW Podcast, okay? We have guests from all over, guys. I'm not talking about just the United States, but all over the world. We've had people from England, Britain. We've had people from Canada. We just have had women from all over the place come and bless us. And, guys, we've had so many guests, a lot well-known, some just getting started, but they all have unique individual stories, and we love it. We love it, and we love that they come on here to share their stories with you. But listen, I'm not going to keep y'all waiting. I'm going to give you our topic for tonight. Our topic for tonight is all about image. Image. Now, image is you know, very, very important to a lot of people, especially women. You know, we are very, very intrigued by sharing our image with the world. But, you know, I always got to give you guys the definition of these words so that we're all on the same page. I want you to understand what we mean when we say image in our topic. So Webster's definition of the word image is a presentation of the external form of a person or thing. Okay, did you get that? A representation of the external form of a person or thing. So an image basically is only the external form of a person, your image. So we are going to talk to these women tonight, and we're going to talk about image, how important it is, what it means to them. And I mean, you know, I can speak for myself, you know, because I am in the process of getting my external form in shape. So my image right now to me is important. It's important because what I do for a living requires that I'm around a lot of people. And my image is important to me because I definitely want to make sure that I'm presentable, that my image is giving a formal introduction of who I am. So when I walk into the room, before I even speak, my image is felt. So that external form is something that is very important, whether you are a female or a male, because that is how people basically recognize who you are, is by your image, okay? So, yes, it's going down tonight, WCW Podcast. Listen, we're bringing y'all some women that are out there doing their thing, doing it real big, and we're just excited to have them on the podcast tonight. These women are known already in the industry by different people. I mean, like Redman and Lazy Bone and Nappy Roots. I mean, you know, they're just already out there. They've already been noticed. So we've been glad to be able to recognize them by their image, because that was the first thing that we saw. And then we were able to embrace the image with the talent, and it just came together like water and ice. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but that's how I was feeling right now, because I've been drinking a lot of water on this keto, worried about my image, okay? So I am not going to keep y'all waiting. We are going to be right back with our first guest. Again, y'all, Miss Miranda Wright coming to the podcast. Y'all stay tuned. All right, y'all, we are back again. WCW Podcast, y'all know how it goes down every Wednesday here. As I mentioned to y'all before, we keep doing the same thing. We bring you guys women bosses from all over. They're doing their thing, and they're here to motivate and inspire you. All of our listeners, this is what you come here for, and this is what we give you every Wednesday, because that's just what we do, all right? So we are not going to keep y'all waiting. We know what y'all came here for. And we are going to bring to the line right here on WCW Podcast, Miss Miranda Wright. Yes.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you guys?
Oh, we are awesome here at WCW Podcast. We want to first just thank you so much for your valuable time, stopping in and blessing us with your presence. We know you are very, very busy, so want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping by.
Of course, no problem. Thank you so much for asking me to be on your show. This is awesome.
Oh, not a problem. But listen, we got to tell them what you all about. So go ahead right now and introduce yourself to our listeners. Let them know your name and where you're from.
Okay, I'm Miranda Wright, or Miss Miranda Wright, and I'm from Colorado Springs. It's about 45 minutes south of Denver. And majority of my work that I'm known for has to do with the cannabis industry. I'm a big-time cannabis activist, so I do my part in, you know, promoting the movement and helping patients get access to the medicine that they need.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really good, because we have just been tuned in here in Florida to the news, and right now we just legalized not too long ago medicinal here, medical marijuana, but they are now trying to put on the ballot for recreational, if I'm not mistaken. So
that's,
you are on,
yep,
the right podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. And I just want to say to you that I think it is so awesome what you guys are doing with this whole Women Crush Wednesday motivational theme that you have going for your show, because I think it is so. More women need to empower each other. I think that today in times we are filled with society where, you know, it's kind of like we're taught to not to like each other, like we have to be each other's competition. And I don't believe that at all. I think that if more women would get together and collaborate instead of compete, that, you know, we might get a little bit more things done in this world.
Absolutely. As we totally, totally agree with you on that. We just had, and most of our women that we come on the show to are, some of them are artists, and they're in, like, the music industry. And one of the things that we always ask them is, you know, do more collaborations with women. You know, we need more of that. I remember back when, you know, we had Brandy, Yo-Yo, MC Light all on the same track, and it was beautiful. So we definitely need more collaborations. We definitely need more encouragement from each other. So I shout out to you for even mentioning that. Women need to stick together. So,
of course. And I like that. So, a lot of the women that are on your show are women artists, and I think that is so great here in Colorado. It's pretty, you know, male-dominated when it comes to the music industry out here, so I think it's awesome when you can get a little bit more femininity into the industry. We need a little bit of that, you know, feminine touch.
Yes, yes. It's very important because it brings a balance. And when you don't have one or the other, you know, you have that instability, and it just kind of gets boring after a while. So you definitely want to, especially women, because, you know, we are all that in a bag of, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, always got to stir up the pot a little bit, you know, keep them on their toes.
Yes. So tell our listeners, because our topic tonight, I'm going to go ahead and bring you in. We have a topic here on WCW Podcast every Wednesday. And they all pertain to, you know, our crafts. And, I mean, they're just amazing topics. So our topic tonight is all about image, and how important an image is to you. And then also, you know, what do you consider to be a positive or negative image in this industry? So if you want to go ahead and touch on that a little bit, again, that's our topic for the evening, and kind of tell us how image ties into what you do for a living.
Well, it's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because I was just talking about this today. So for me personally, I've always been a woman. The way I was raised was that you don't really get anywhere with your looks. You know what I mean? That any woman can turn her heads when she walks into a door. What will keep their attention is what you have to say and, you know, what comes out of your mouth. So I've always been focused on that. Now, coming into the music industry, you know, I've very quickly learned that image is a big part, you know, a big important part of it, which I feel two ways about it. One is, yes, while it is correct that, you know what I mean, you have to hold yourself to a standard, I feel like as a lady, you know, you present yourself certain ways, but I feel like you don't necessarily, that's not what you should be using to get your foot in the door, so to speak. So I feel like as a woman, it is definitely, you know, it's pretty tough out there to get not only the respect that you deserve, but to get the credibility for the work that you've already put in. You know, it's not as easy as anybody might think, whether you have a pretty face or not. So it really kind of comes down to, you know, how you feel about yourself. I am a female that, you know, I'm very self-conscious. I'm very critical of my image simply off of, you know, social media and things like that we do. Whether we want to admit it or not, it does affect us. And I think that the more positive you can put out to women, the most positive message you can put out to women is that it's okay to be confident within yourself, no matter what it is that you, you know, whatever you think your flaw might be, that as a strong woman who can look past any stretch mark or can look past any little bit of cellulite or whatever the case may be, that is, to me, is more inspiring than seeing those, you know, plastic Barbie type women out there, because that's not real. You know, I have two kids and I struggle on the daily to keep my weight, you know, the same, and it's too much. And I feel like when you put all that pressure on you, it takes away from your craft, and it can definitely take away from what you're supposed to be doing, which is focusing on the music or your job, whatever that might be.
Absolutely. You know what? And that is so important, because even with a job, as you mentioned, the first thing people see after they've looked at your resume and you come in for your interview is your external form, your image that you, your representation of you from the outside, because they know nothing about you and what you're about, only based off of what you, you know, you've presented through a resume. But your image, as far as how you look, is very important with even moving up within a company. Now, have you had to endure things where you come across some negative images that, you know, you're kind of like, you know, that is what was used in order for them to get in the industry? Have you kind of seen things like that within your experience?
Absolutely. I find all the time. The more you get noticed, the more you progress with your career, the more successful you're getting, you get more attention. And for me, with what I've been doing and stuff, I've never thought I had to really pay that much attention. And then now I've had people, you know, they talk about my weight, they want me to do this, they want me to do that. And I think that it takes a very type of strong sense of self to be able to kind of look them back in the face and be like, you know what, like, you might be right. I could maybe get in a little bit more shape, but no, I'm not going to do that because it doesn't fit, you know, my intentions of what I'm trying to do. You know, not everything is about sex and about the image that you portray, which is hard because I feel like your image can – have you ever met somebody that when you meet them, they're so super cute, and then you talk to them, and then they're dumb as all can be, and then it's like their image, like, their attractiveness goes down a little bit, you know what I mean? So it's like, right, I feel like that doesn't really matter much if what you have to say can beat it, you know what I mean? You could be so gorgeous, and if you're dumb as a box of rocks, I'm sorry, like, I can't do it, you know what I mean? So I feel like from the outside, they could look like a big dork with glasses and, you know, they could have braces or whatever the case might be, but then they open their mouth and they speak some of the most in-depth, most like romantic, whatever, and you could be completely blown off your feet, you know, and then their attractiveness for some reason or another, you use them in a different light, you know what I mean? So I feel like for me, mm-hmm. at least personally, the way I judge attractiveness is not always just about like the actual just outside image. It's what comes out, you know what I mean? That to me is what shapes somebody's kind of whether they're beautiful or not.
Absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of images, you have been able to kind of dabble with a lot of celebrities. Now, meeting celebrities, do you think that sometimes the image that are portrayed by, you know, by social media and things like that, that when you meet them finally in person, they're totally different than this image, like it's totally two different people kind of almost. Have you kind of noticed that sometimes when you meet celebrities for the first time?
Yes, I have actually. And it's kind of weird because when I first started this, one of my friends had told me, because I was so excited I was going to get to meet one of my favorite artists, and they said, well, you know, you're never supposed to meet your favorite music artist. You're never supposed to really get that close to them. And I said, why? And they said, because it'll change your opinion of them. It won't be the same after that anymore, you know? And I never kind of looked at it that way, but what we hear and what we perceive as a listener is different. You know, we don't always know the person behind it. And so there have been quite a few different times, actually, where I've been so happy to meet these artists, and then meeting them, I'm kind of was a total turnoff, and I kind of looked at them differently. And some artists, I don't even listen to their music anymore because of it.
Yeah, and it is unfortunate that sometimes you can meet someone and they're totally different than the image that you've seen and gotten accustomed to seeing on TV and things of that nature.
That is true, but I also think that that's kind of, it is part of, like, we also kind of have to take a step back and think about what it is that we're making that assumption for. You know what I mean? So, because a lot of the times it's a little judgmental to think somebody is going to be some way and then to be surprised when they're not because you were making a judgment. You assumed that they were going to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
But on a wider spectrum, I mean, everybody's going to, you know, take a guess, I guess, at whatever they don't know. So it's just whether or not the person is open enough to kind of differentiate the two, you know? Because when you go into a situation with an expectation, it's hard to kind of accept whatever it is that, you know, happens if it's not what you said it would be.
Yes. Well, awesome. Well, we are glad you are who you say you are. Your image and your personality just matches up perfectly, and we want to thank you so much for giving us the full package. So thank you so much for that. Now, let's go ahead and talk about what it is that you do and how did you get into to blogging and being in the industry with music? How did you get into that?
Well, it actually started because of I had a radio show on AM radio, AM talk radio, and it was actually cannabis oriented. And little did I know I was going to end up, it made history. So it was the first FCC-approved marijuana radio station. So becoming the first person to really go openly discuss marijuana awareness on a broadcast level, it was pretty tremendous. And so from that point, I had transferred into FM and was able to get into, you know, actually get into play music because it wasn't just talk radio. So I got on the FM station. And from there, I just kind of, I don't know, we're in Colorado, so a lot of the artists that come through here come through for the cannabis industry, which, you know, to take part in it and everything. So that's kind of how I dipped my hands into the celebrity network. And then in talking to them, I was able to bring them over to the radio station. So I just kind of started
that. Awesome.
So I got to start to between the two.
Yes. And you know, the good thing is that cannabis can unite Not unite at all. You know, unite us all because it has no preference on who it becomes friends with. So definitely that's amazing. Now, who has been one of your favorite celebrities that you've met on your journey?
One of my favorite ones is definitely Redman, is what I'd have to say.
Yes. Now, Reginald, that's one of my, I mean, because you see him and you automatically just think, oh, he's just such a cool person to be around. And
he's one of those people, though, he's exactly like you think he would be and so much more. He is such a great person.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Red Man because he's very down to earth, very down to earth. So now that's one person we can say his image, his external is matches up with the internal. So definitely shout out to Red Man. Now you also met Bone Thugs and Harmony, right? Lazy Bone?
Yes. Uh huh.
Now is his image the same as his external, the same as his internal?
Actually, I would say he's a lot more more cool and collective than you would think. I mean, he's a famous rapper, so you think, for me, I would think there's going to be a little bit of, you know, a cockiness or a little bit of a stunting type of an attitude, but he is so laid back and chill, and he's a cool guy, too.
Yeah. I can bet. I bet him and then, you know, the Nappy Roots, you've just kind of been able to to dibble and dabble with some of the coolest, people in the industry, you know. And that alone is a very humbling. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've really just been so lucky to even get to meet half of the artists that I've got to meet. And, I mean, when I really lucked out on all of it. I never signed up to do radio or went to school for broadcasting or anything like that. So it all just kind of happened, you know, with just faith, I guess. I don't know. I had lost my mom at the time. So I guess that passion and that drive was kind of made me gung-ho with it. But it worked out in my favor. So, I mean, definitely has its perks. And there's a lot of artists that have, I don't know, they've changed my life for sure. Music and cannabis, they go together. They're both a therapy.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And it's definitely a blessing when you have the gift of singing or being a musician, anything that is musically inclined, because, again, it has no borders. You know, and you can cross so many different platforms just by your talent alone. So thank you so much, Ms. Miranda Rice, for coming through our podcast. We truly appreciate you. Now, what's next for you? Because we see you doing your thing. What are you working on right now?
Right now I'm just doing my best working with True Magazine. It's an LA-based hip-hop magazine. So shout out to True Magazine. I know that they're listening, and as well as some folks out in Philly, they're tuning in tonight as well. So I'm just going to continue with that. I'm working on a kind of a special piece right now that's, I don't know how much I can really talk about it, but it has a pretty big name attached to it. He's a very, very well-known music producer that I'm going to be doing a exclusive expose on. And just continuing my work really with the cannabis industry. I mean, I've tried to incorporate the two things that I love, which, you know, cannabis as well as music industry, and helping use my platform just to be a voice, you know, for people that need the help. So whether it's working with local artists or doing my part just to help patients, it's kind of all up in the air. It's really unpredictable what could happen, but I'm excited to see what does.
Oh, we are so excited for you. Make sure you tell our listeners, listen, guys, if you are tuned in right now, if you have just joined us, we have Miss Miranda Rice on the line. Crazy, crazy, crazy blogger that does, you know, amazing things for the community. She's been able to dibble and dabble with the celebrity. She's doing her thing. Miranda, tell us how we can reach out to you if we have questions about the cannabis industry, if we want to maybe get involved with, you know, because that's one thing that I was interested in doing is maybe even investing in grow houses and things of that nature. So kind of let us know how we can reach you and your platforms.
Well, you can always go to social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. It's all the same. It's Miss Miranda Writes. It's Miranda with an A, not an I. So you can always hit me up on there. And I try to check my messages. I do kind of get overwhelmed a lot of the times with artist submissions and stuff like that. But I will get back to you. I try to do my best to make sure that I, you know, at least respond to everybody who has any questions. And I'll always do my best to help. That's what I'm here for. You know, if I can't help anybody else, then, you know, what's the point of me being here? So.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you for touching on our topic again, which is, y'all, it's all about your image. That's what we're talking about tonight. How important is the image, especially in this industry and especially in this day, being a woman? You know, image sometimes can be taken advantage of, and it's just, you know, something that we definitely want to make sure that our representation of our external form is truly, truly matching up with what's going on the inside. So, Miranda, thank you so much for coming through, because you definitely, your image and your external and your internal, girl, we love it. We love what you do. We love what you're about. Hopefully we can have you back on here soon, so you can kind of talk to her. We're thinking about maybe having some of your fans call in so they can chat it up with you. So maybe we'll do a session like that. But well, again, thank you so much. You make sure you tell Red Man we said hello. And we may be in your area sometime soon, because Colorado's where it's at right now, guys. So, but thank you again, Miss Miranda Rice, for coming through. You have any shout outs?
Just thank you so much, you guys, for letting me come on your show. I really appreciate it, you know. And I, of course, I definitely want to come back and do it whenever you want. So just let me know.
Absolutely. Y'all heard it right here, WCW Podcast, Miss Miranda Wright. Give them one more time your name on Instagram and your social media platform so they can follow you. Listen, guys, what I tell you every time, every Wednesday, show your support to these women, okay? They are out here doing it. These are bosses. Y'all, I don't think they understand, Miranda. I don't think they understand. I bring nothing but bosses to this podcast. So go ahead, let them know one more time. You've already dropped some jewels on them about importance of the image. Go ahead, let them know again how they can find you on all your social media platforms before you go.
It's just Miss Miranda Rice. That's MS, and then it's Miranda with an A, not an I. And, yeah, you can find me. Not hard. You know, it's pretty simple. There's not too many Mirandas with an I or with an A, so it works.
Hey, and it's right, Miss Miranda Wright. So if you don't find right,
yep,
then you went somewhere and went wrong. It's not with the I, it's with the A, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming through. We truly appreciate you. Good luck in everything you do. We wish you the best. We look forward to seeing more of you. And again, we will definitely make sure we have you back on our show.
Great, and thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your support. It really means a lot, especially all the way out there in Florida. I'm trying to get out your way. I want to come see them beaches.
Yes. Oh, it's so beautiful. It is so beautiful here. We would love to have you.
We just got here with all kinds of snow, and let me tell you, I need a tan. So it sucks.
Hey, we got your number. We'll call you. You call us, and we'll set it up.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, guys, y'all heard it right. Listen, WCW Podcast, it don't stop. This is what we do. Every Wednesday night, we bring you guys these women who are out here doing their thing. They're already have found their purposes, and they're out here pursuing their dreams. And the reason why we have them on here is to motivate and inspire you. Okay? But listen, y'all know how we do. We don't keep you waiting. Back to back, we got our artists coming through and blessing you guys. This is what it is. They're blessing you with their valuable time. They could be doing so much more, but they've dropped by to drop some gems on you and they give you a little insight on their journeys of how they became women bosses that caught our eye. All right, so y'all, coming right now to the podcast. We will not keep you waiting. Listen now, I have to do a formal introduction right here. This woman kind of reminds me of a blend of a Alicia Keys with a sprinkle of Erykah Badu. I mean, very, very talented woman. you guys, I am so glad I was able to bring her here tonight on the podcast, just so that you guys can show your support and know who she is and check her out before, listen, y'all better get them while they hot. A lot of these women are doing their thing, so I'm going to bring to you right now to the podcast, Miss Ryan Wild. All right. How you doing, Ryan?
You can hear me already?
Oh, hello? Most definitely we can hear you. Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I was listening.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining in. We are so happy to have you here. Listen, I was just telling my listeners a little bit about you, but now that we have you on the line, go ahead and tell our listeners your name, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
My name is Ryan Wild. I'm originally from Poughkeepsie, New York. I've been living in the Bronx for the past 4.5 years, just pursuing the, you know, my dreams. And I play the piano, I rap, I sing, I write music, and I just love, you know, I love creating music. It's what I do.
Oh, you do it so, so well. Thank you so much for what you do. Not a lot of people recognize that they have a gift, and that's exactly what you have. It is powerful what you do, and we want to first off just thank you so much for joining our podcast and doing what you do on a daily basis, which is just giving the gift of you to the world.
Thank you.
So thank you, Sam, for that. All right. So, Ryan, I want to kind of bring you in because we were just talking about our topic for the evening, which is image and how important image is. And, you know, it's a representation of your external, your external form. So being that you are in the music industry, how important is your image to you?
It's extremely important, specifically when it comes to being true to myself and having my appearance on the outside be who I am on the inside. And that's just, you know, a genuine person. You know, I really embody, you know, my natural beauty. And I like to do things, you know, creative and switch it up as well. But I definitely embrace natural beauty. And I feel like it's relevant to the business that I'm in because I've heard already, and I'm not even that deep in it, people suggesting how I should change my image or, you know, just giving their opinion. And I'm just very strong-headed on, you know, God made me this way, you know. And I feel like I don't feel like there's much I really need to change about it. If I feel good, that's all that matters. Image is important.
Absolutely.
I believe, but it's not everything. To me, it's not everything. Maybe I'm living in La La Land when I see that, but that's how I feel.
Not at all. Because what has happened is this social media thing has made image one of the most top priority for women. And unfortunately, it makes some women uncomfortable because they have to live up to a certain standard of image. Now, do you see how when you first started out in the industry, I know you said that there have been recommendations on what you should change and what you should not, but do you see that basically in the industry that more for women, like sex sales and being more sensual and things of that nature? Has that been something that you've had to encounter being in a musician?
I definitely see how it's used as a tool to market women. Being that I'm independent, I always get the final say. So I get to navigate myself. Nobody's calling my shots, so I haven't really experienced it yet in a way, except like I've spoke to a few people like interested in possibly signing me or whatever, and they say, you know, don't speak on your boyfriend, appear to be single, because, you know, people, that would make you more attractive to an audience if you're single. And so in that way, but I feel like I haven't really, I know it's going to come. I know
yeah.
I'm really expecting that. But again, being that I'm mm-hmm. independent, I don't have to deal with so much of, you know, men trying to tell me what to do. And but I know it's there. And I absolutely know people use sex to sell. You know, I put it in my song in a freestyle. I forget what I said. I said, what did I say? I definitely speak out on, you know, like, I don't have to use sex to sell myself because, first of all, one, there's nothing wrong with it either. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just about how that person feels. Me, I feel like I don't have to use sex to sell myself because I got bars and I got, you know, good music that people will feel. And
mm-hmm.
but it's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with. I don't think it's nothing wrong with women doing that. It's more so I definitely know that males definitely navigate and basically try to exploit through it in the music. But it's not gonna happen with me because it's just not my style.
And that's just unfortunately that's just the negative side of image and what happens when you do get into this industry. But you know what? Look, they ain't ready for you. Right? Listen, they don't. Who wants to smoke?
I feel like it's almost like a gate. Like I could feel the gate of, I know the first thing people may try to recommend, oh, plastic surgery. You know what I'm saying? I got really small, a very small breast, A cups. I call them A, like A-Y-Y-Y-E. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, I'm very petite and, you know, it's not the average build for today's female rappers. There's so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But it will never, you know, I feel it and I have, I'm not going to question in front. In past years, I'm not going to act like I haven't. I've literally have questioned, oh, would plastic surgery enhance my career or not? You know, but
uh-huh.
I recognized it also. It's really just it's society, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it is the standards of the industry that get to my head. But now, you know, I'm much more confident in who I am and in my music, so I can't be persuaded for that. Again, nothing to women that do that. You know, that's their choice. My choice is to love who God made me to be.
Absolutely. Shout out to the women who do go to the to Dr. Miami and all of those other doctors add a little extra if you already have. Again, we don't see anything wrong with that. But we definitely want you to understand that your image is what you present to the world. And if your image is that important, that you would like to go under the knife, by all means, we don't encourage it here. I do work in the medical field, but I do say your choice is your choice. You have to be happy with who you are. So speaking of, you know, a lot of people are different and they got something to say. We're going to talk about what you got to say. And that, listen, y'all, I'm plugging in the name of her song. If y'all don't already know. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about your music. You got a song out now called What You Gotta Say. Let's talk about that.
So the record's produced by a young man named Chris Brown. His production label is called New Vision Empire. And we just linked through Instagram or one social media, maybe Twitter, and he reached out to me wanting to build. And I had that beat for some months before I came up with that song. But it What You Gotta Say is on every single platform. And I'm basically just bigging myself up, you know, just like any rapper would do. I just big myself up in the song. And you know, to uplift my spirits and be like, yo, I don't curse on your shoulder. F what everyone else gotta say about me. Y'all can
uh-huh.
see me and I
uh-huh.
keep talking about. But
it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing what I love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because if you are not your biggest supporter, then you will never know what a big supporter looks like when they come across your path. So you definitely got to start in this industry being your biggest supporter, being your biggest investor. A lot of people don't understand that when you do get into this industry, you have to invest a lot in yourself. Like you said, being an independent artist. And being an independent artist, go ahead and explain something to our listeners how that is important to you right now as you are introducing yourself to the world. Why is it so important to be an independent artist starting off?
It's so important, for one, because I'm learning about the business side of the music industry. I'm learning about, you know, having my credits as a writer, having my, you know, through BMI, and having my music registered through sites like TuneCore or United Master, so I could get paid for my music streaming without having a label. And I'm aware of how to, you know, to be financially free, whereas, you know, if I'm signed, a lot of artists are signed, they're not financially free. They're in debt, and I already am in debt from my college degree. I'm not trying to owe nobody else more money. And it just means a lot to me because I'm so serious. I don't want to owe nobody no money, and it means a lot to me because I feel like the industry is very male-dominated, and I'm not trying to have no men tell me what to do when my so much of my music is rooted in my life as a woman, what I've experienced. Like, I'm not trying to have nobody tell me what to do. They need to have a real big investment, and, you know, I work to invest in everything, my studio time, my music videos, everything I do, I work for. So the most important thing is independent. Nobody could tell me what to do. Nobody can tell me what to look. Nobody's going to tell me what to say. Everything I say comes from my mind and my heart, and that's what I love about being independent, that nobody can tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's very important. And that's part of image, you know, because you've already made up in your mind that no matter what you've been swayed or persuaded to do, that you're going to stay true to your image. And that's very important. And we definitely need more women like that, especially for this generation and the generation after that generation that are coming up. So we definitely need positive images that are, you know, natural. And, you know, so definitely stay true to yourself. We definitely dig everything that you have going on. Go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about what you're working on now, because we've seen the videos. And, yes, they are all that. So go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, what you're working on and some of the titles of your song and how you came up with some of the lyrics to what you write.
The next single, I have a few options. I'm looking to release my next single. So I have one called Never Again. It's a lit breakup song. Well, not even like a breakup song. More like you'll never go back to a person. You see a blessing in a breakup, basically. You never go back to a person that you again. And then I have a song called Poor Poet that's going to come out soon. And that's really just expressing about how much I love this so much that I'm saying I might not get no dough for it. I might just die a poor poet. You know what I'm saying? I might just die a starving artist. Well, not starving. I'll never starve because I'll always be able to feed myself and keep a roof over my head no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm a healthy, evil-bodied woman, so I'm going to get to it. But, you know, it's just speaking on my passion and for people not to be, you know, it just speaks true to my passion. Like, I really do music because I love it. I'm not doing it for a check or for a big bag, but I am going so hard. I know it's possible. I know it's capable, and I know it could lead to financial freedom for myself and my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I will continue to go hard and invest. But money is not what made me pick up a pen, and money is not what made me write or rap or sing anything. It was really something I genuinely felt in my heart and in my spirit, and I thank God for my gift before anything else. So that's the real song. I really can't wait to get out for the world to hear, because I performed it live and it always gives a really, really good feedback.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, when you got it, you got it. When you got it, you got it. Now, can you remember, like, the very, very first time you had to perform in front of a live audience? How did that feel?
Well, I grew up performing, not doing music, but doing cheerleading. And I always would throw up before I got on that competition floor. And to this day, people will never know. People will never know, because once I speak on the mic, then it's go time. Like, I just transform, like, but, like, about 20 minutes before I get on stage, sometimes still to this day, I be vomiting. Like, I get a rush of adrenaline and nerves or whatever. I'm still working on that. I'm going to be real. But once I get on that stage and I actually start, I'm really into my show. It's just so therapeutic. I love it. Like, it's nothing. I just know it's what I'm really meant to be doing. It feels good. It's the energy rush. And I love connecting with people.
Yes, and you come in, Ryan. When you come in like a quiet storm. You did what?
Yeah.
I know y'all. You know what I'm talking about. You know, see, when I'm making these little plugs and dropping these little things, and
I appreciate that a lot, you listeners.
Y'all can be on the same page with us. All you got to do is go follow Ryan, and she's going to tell you right now where she can be reached, how you can listen to her music, all of her plugs. Then you'll understand, and then you can come back. Listen to the podcast, because all of our podcasts are recorded, and you can come back for your viewing and listening pleasure, download them, share them. So this will be in our archives. And when y'all go back and listen and y'all hear me saying who wants to smoke and what you got to say and quiet story, then you know what me and Ryan talking about, okay? But these are dope songs straight from the artist. You write your own music. You play your own instruments. What instruments do you play?
I play the piano.
Oh, and you play it so well. How did you teach yourself? Are you self-taught? Did you teach yourself, or how did you learn to play the piano?
I picked it up my junior year of high school. It was like an elective class that I picked up. And I actually, as a little girl, like elementary school through middle school, I had played the violin through classes at my school. So I knew how to read music. But then when I got to high school, in my head, I became too cool to be like a band geek in my closed-minded mind. But back in high school, I had picked it up, and I fell in love with it. And there was a teacher, Mr. Facucci, he really just noticed my gift. And really, you know, kind of watered me. And before I knew it, I was playing piano for a year and a half, and then I was auditioning for music colleges to attend. So, and that was before I started rapping. So that was a little bit before I started rapping. So once I got to college at the age of 18, that's when I started to get a private lesson through school. So not really self-taught, but
absolutely. It was, and this is what I say about being in the music industry. Everything is not, like you said, it's not self-taught, because to me, I feel it's already in you. It's just somebody's bringing that out of you.
Yeah.
Because you can sit and I can go to a piano class and I probably won't pick up like you would. So it's already in you. It's just that you have somebody else that's on the outside like, hey, come on, let me tug on that a little bit. But it's already in there. So you definitely have the gift of a pianist, of a singer, of a songwriter, as an MC. It's the whole the image, y'all. We talking about image tonight. This is the package right here. Miss Ryan Wild, y'all go follow her right now. Go ahead, Ryan, tell them how they can reach you, your social media platforms, and what you're working on right now.
I'm on every single social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the major three. My social media is the same. It's everywhere. It's Ryan Wild, and the spelling is RianWyld. So definitely plug me in. I love to connect with people and my supporters. I love to, you know, just definitely, I have so much more to give. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, I have a single called Poor Poet coming soon. I have a single called Never Again coming soon. And it's just real, raw, feel good music. And I think I'm definitely bringing something that I don't see no woman bringing to the industry right now.
Absolutely.
Or
you're definitely.
Definitely not no man,
bro. Hey, listen. They don't. Who wants to smoke? They don't want it. They don't.
I'm ready,
Ron. Well, we thank you so much for coming through for us, giving us your valuable time. Again, our podcast is basically to encourage and to motivate women. So if you can talk to the women right now and give them a little encouraging word, or say it's someone who's maybe dealing with an image crisis, they don't know what they want to do, go ahead and give them a little encouragement, some motivation about the importance of staying, you know, true to your image.
Yeah. I would definitely tell any person, any woman that's listening to this, to know that we're all made in the image of God, first and foremost. So when you want to know yourself, to look to God, seek God, and that's in the simplest form. Seek God. The more you seek God, then you can figure out who you are, because God has the answers. None of these influencers, no one else can really give you the answer that God has, and that's deep within yourself. And also, you're not ugly, girl. You just don't got a glam squad, because these girls, all these people that look, you think they look a million times better than you. I'm telling you, I used to be very insecure at a point because of social media, looking at it. And when I had that What You Gotta Say music video, I hired a professional hairstylist, I hired a professional makeup artist, and I hired a professional stylist, and I realized, hey, damn, I look just as good as these girls. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, and don't get caught up in the hype of editing and filters. You know, we're all beautiful, and we're all made in the image of God. So seek God. Don't look to be influenced by people on social media, not even myself. If you're going to take some advice, I would definitely say seek God, and you will find out who you are. And realize how beautiful you are. God, we're all made in the image of God.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what I would say.
That's
don't get
real.
Caught up in
that's
the hype of plastic surgery. You don't need it. It's not going to. I truthfully don't believe that it. I can't speak because I won't know, but I just know self-love comes from within. So you can alter your outer appearance all you want. But self-love mm-hmm. still has to come from mm-hmm. within at the end of the day. And I highly encourage women to start from within. Do your best to do all the surgery, metaphorically speaking, from within. Do it on your soul. Do it on your mind, on your
mm-hmm.
mentality. What
like
are you focusing
that.
On? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Try to do a metaphorical surgery on your soul, on your mind, and your spirit before you ever consider stacking up bread to get some altercations to your body, because I don't believe that to be the answer at all. And people could look at me and admire my beauty, but I'll tell you, I've had many issues of feeling insecure, and to let them know they're not alone in feeling insecure. Everybody feels insecure.
Absolutely, guys. Listen, y'all heard it right here on WCW Podcast. Ryan is keeping her A cups. What y'all got to say about that? You are still beautiful on the inside and out. We truly are honored and humbled that you have come to WCW Podcast tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And we look forward to what's going on next with you. Do you have any shout-outs for anybody tonight?
Definitely got to shout-out LB Projects. That's my number one supporter. My partner in life, and he shoots all my visuals, every single visual behind. He's a phenomenal director and editor. So if anyone's listening in the New York City area, New Jersey, Connecticut, Tri-State area, or shit, if y'all got money, we fly out too. So if anyone wants visuals, definitely Lloyd Barnes, LB Projects, link him up or hit me up, and we'll make that happen. And shout out to God, shout out to my family, shout out to the whole Wild Thing gang, everybody that supports me. Y'all give me a lot of purpose after God first, but y'all do give me a lot of purpose and motivation to keep going. And shout out to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, not a problem. Shout out to you, Ryan. Thank you so much for what you do. Keep doing you. Keep bringing us those hits. We love them. We're going to keep them in rotation here on WCW Podcast. So, again, thank you. We wish you the best at everything you do. And please, please, please do not change your image, because we are loving what you're giving. So you have an awesome and amazing evening, and you take care.
Thank you. I'm going to keep tuning in. I'm still listening.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Thank you, girl.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, y'all. That was it for that. Listen, y'all, I'm sorry. This is what we do. I mean, these women bosses, they come on here. They share their stories, their journeys, and they touch you with some motivation and some inspiration. Every Wednesday night we are here, WCW Podcast. That's two right now. That's two, y'all, two bosses. I don't know how much you can take, but I'm bringing you potatoes, meat, with a side of delicious cake. Listen, I'm giving y'all a full course meal tonight. We have Miss Miranda Rice come through, y'all. Denver, she got it on lock. Denver is on lock by Miranda Rice. If y'all need to go through Denver, listen, hit up Miss Miranda Rice, blogger. She's already been hung with all the Red Man, Lazy Bone, the Nappy Roo. She's doing her thing, y'all. Make sure you go follow her. Her name is Miranda. It's not with an I, with an A. Miss Miranda, M-A-R-A-N-D-A, writes, y'all. Y'all know what Miranda writes are. Have y'all ever had them read to you? If not, Google what Miranda writes are, okay? But it's about image, y'all. We talking about image tonight, and we also have Miss Ryan Wild. Y'all, listen, I don't bring you guys. I don't have step. I do my research first. Before I bring anybody to the podcast, I do my research. And, y'all, when I came across Ryan's page on Instagram and just listened to her music, it's very, very inspiring, you know, because your craft, when you see somebody's craft and it's blossoming and you just know that it's meant to touch your ears, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. And that's what we saw when we saw Miss Ryan Wild. So shout out to Miss Ryan Wild. Yes, y'all doing big things. Y'all know what it is right here, WCW Podcast. Go check her out. She told you how to spell her name. I'm going to tell you again. It's R-I-A-N. Okay? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again because I don't know how fast y'all listening right now. I know it's late. I know it's Wednesday. Get it? It's hump day. But write it down. Like I tell y'all every Wednesday, stop what you're doing. Put me on pause. You know, you can always come back. These are recorded shows. And go right now and show these women your support. Show them some love. That's Ryan, spelled R-I-A-N. Wild is W-Y-L-D. All right? I'm going to make sure that y'all are following these women now. I do it every Wednesday. But show your love, y'all, because it's all about image. It's all about image, and how important is image to you, all right? So, listen, y'all know we don't stop, won't stop. We got another guest coming through tonight. I think she may be on L.A. time, so I'm going to make sure that we are all tuned in for her on the West Coast, because we're down here in Florida, y'all. I don't know if y'all are in those cold climates. I've been looking on the news. We've been seeing snow and warnings of blizzards, and oh my goodness, listen, it is a beautiful day here in Florida, guys. The weather was beautiful. I mean, I love that I live where most people vacation, and I'm not from here, y'all. I'm from up north. I'm up from where the snow is. I had to call and check. Shout out to my mom, snowed in Ohio. I had to check on her. But listen, guys, this is just what we do. We want to make sure that we tell you guys that we're down here in this beautiful weather, and we try to bring this warmth and a smile through the podcast. I hope y'all can feel the warmth and the love in my heart every Wednesday night when I come through here and give you guys our beautiful, wonderful, awesome topics, and then give you these guests that we bring to you guys every Wednesday night. So, listen, without further ado, guys, I am going to try to get our last guest on the line so that we can give you some more. Again, y'all, full course meal. So stay tuned. We got Jane Doe coming to the podcast. Y'all should be burping right now. Y'all go take a little break. Y'all should be burping. I already gave y'all some delicious treats. And come back for dessert, all right? It's your girl, Self-Made V, and this is WCW Podcast. All right, guys, we are back. It's WCW Podcast. It's your girl, Self-Made V. And listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight on this WCW Podcast. I don't know if you guys know that a couple days ago we had what's called a Wolf Blood Moon, okay, which started a new year for some. And I just want to make sure that you are all prepared for the things that are coming for this year. This is 2019. We're still in the first month. We haven't even made it past the first 30 days of 2019. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone who is deciding to work on their image this year. As our last guest said, whether it's internal, getting your soul and your spirit right, or whether it's external and you're like me, on that keto, trying to get it together. But whatever it is that you're doing, make sure that however you present yourself, that it is how you want to represent the external form of you. Your image is important as you make it. So don't get caught up in the social media as to what is considered a perfect image, because the only perfect image is, like our caller, our guest said, is God. And you were made in the image of God, okay? So however he formed and fashioned you in the image that you are presenting to us, these avatars is what I call them, just know that, don't be discouraged if you don't look like this person, or if you don't, have the same features of this person. Listen, embrace what you have and make it work, okay? Because it's your image. That was specially given to you. So do what you will, but I say embrace it, love it, love yourself. And hey, guys, come back next Wednesday. We'll talk about something else. All right. We always have the hot topics, no gossip right here on WCW Podcast. Shout out again to our guests that came through, Miranda Wright and Ryan. Wow. Listen, y'all, WCW Podcast. All right. Every Wednesday, y'all, every Wednesday night. It's your girl, Self-Made Vita. I'm signing out. We will try to see if we can get that dessert for you guys next Wednesday. Y'all go follow Jane Doe right now on Instagram. That's JaneDo, capital OE. There's two O's in there now. Don't get it twisted. Go follow her right now. Show your love and support to all of our guests, all of the women that come through and those that don't come through but was wanting to be here. We appreciate them all. So, again, y'all, this is your girl, Self-Made V, and we are signing out for the night.